You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So on Good Friday, there was a rampage by soldiers at the Manus Island Refugee Detention Centre in Papua New Guinea. Based on the evidence, what happened is that soldiers began indiscriminately attacking not only refugees but also staff and police alike. Our evidence shows that shots were fired into the centre. We know that staff and refugees were cowering, fearing for their safety. A number of people were attacked and injured. But really what followed that is also extremely, considering where there was what seems to be a cover-up by the PNG military and also by the Australian government, which has continued to feed false information and blame the victims of these attacks.
And so both the Australian Immigration and Papua New Guinea police claimed that the soldiers only fired bullets into the air, but you're saying that's not the case?
The evidence that we've collected strongly points us to the conclusion that shots were fired into the centre, not just in the air. So Amnesty International can't get access to the detention centre. The PNG government and the Australian government have really shrouded those centres in a veil of secrecy to stop the world finding out what's happening there. So we have to base our work on other things. It's based on testimony from people who were there. It's based on extensive photographic and video evidence, which we've done a lot of work to geolocate, to check the electronic details of, and even to get a weapons expert to verify the sound on the video that was indeed consistent with gunshot fire. So a lot of work's been put into ascertaining that, yes, shots were fired into the centre. In spite of that, the Australian government continues to really just use defensive bluster to try and deny what's pretty overwhelming evidence.
And so people weren't hurt in the shooting, but that potential was definitely there?
That's right. People were hurt by the attacks from soldiers, including throwing rocks and furniture and beating people. But thankfully, no one was hit by the shots themselves. But we need to remember that there's a history of attacks on refugees and asylum seekers in the centre. Back in 2014, you may recall that, again, the centre was attacked. 62 people were injured when locals attacked with machetes, with knives, with guns. And one person was killed in that attack, and at least one person was shot in that attack as well. So what this really adds up to is that refugees and asylum seekers there simply aren't safe.
And the Australian government hasn't conducted any kind of investigation or issued a statement or released that CCTV footage. Is that something that Amnesty International is calling for?
Yes, absolutely. The Australian government has made some outrageous claims, the Australian Foreign Minister, about what sparked the attacks that simply aren't backed up by the evidence. Faced with the evidence that his claims are wrong, Peter Dutton, the Australian Foreign Minister, has simply doubled down on the outrageous claims that he's made. So what we need to see here is a proper independent investigation. At the moment, the PNG police and military both say they're investigating, but you know, based on previous investigations, there seems to be very little chance that the perpetrators will actually be held to justice, because that simply very rarely happens in PNG. So we need a proper investigation, independent investigation into what's going on there.
And so talk to me about those claims. I'm interested in those. So for people who don't know, Australian Immigration Minister Peter Dutton claimed he drew a link to an incident that had happened weeks before. What exactly happened there?
Yeah, so there were two problems there with what Peter Dutton had claimed. He claimed that a young child of five had been led into the centre, that soldiers had attacked because they were concerned about the welfare of the child, and insinuated that there was a risk that he was being sexually abused. Now, we know that those claims are outrageous. Firstly, the incident of the child coming into the centre happened weeks before. Secondly, the boy concerned was 10, not 5. And thirdly, based on evidence not only from refugees but also staff who were there, the boy had come in asking for food, and some of the refugees who, you know, it's important to say, have known themselves poverty and hunger and hardship, had tried to help the boy by giving him some food. Now, really, for the Australian Immigration Minister to get his facts so badly wrong and to blame the victims of an attack in this kind of way is pretty disturbing.
But then he stuck with that argument as well, didn't he?
That's right. He's not refuted his argument, even in the face of overwhelming evidence to the contrary. You know, we've heard him start to sound a little less confident about it. But, you know, this is really a pattern from the Australian government of victim blaming, where repeatedly, whenever things like this happen, their first instinct, their go-to, is to blame the victims, to blame the refugees themselves, when the reality is that the Australian government is complicit with putting people who've committed no crime, who've simply fled their countries trying to get to safety. The Australian government has exiled them, locked them up on a remote island. And really what it needs to do is to make good on that. It needs to get these people to safety, needs to bring them back to Australia or to third countries where they will actually be safe.
And Amnesty International is calling for that, calling for the shutdown of the detention centre. What is the next step in that meantime period in ensuring something like this doesn't happen again?
Yeah, well, the Papua New Guinea government has, High Court has declared that the centre is illegal and needs to be shut down. We know that it's illegal under international law. Clearly, this can't continue. It just can't go on much longer. So the pressure now is on the Australian government to get people to safety. And the New Zealand government has a part to play there too. In the past, it has made an offer to take up to 150 refugees from Australia from offshore detention. We need to see it keep repeating those offers. But also it needs to call out the Australian government. Now, of course, the New Zealand government will point out human rights abuses by Saudi Arabia, by Iran. But in the face of some terrible abuses going on in our own neighbourhood right now at the hands of the Australian government, it's been absolutely silent. We've seen that through two different foreign ministers, New Zealand foreign ministers, two different prime ministers. And it's really incoherent for the New Zealand government not to call out something like this in our neighbourhood. We can't give Australia some kind of free pass on human rights abuses just because they're our neighbours. We should be using the relationship we have even more strongly to call them out.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.